This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy's with us, and we've been laying the groundwork to explain the solution. And at USA Prepares, we try to give you the entire picture, not just enough to tease you, but to tell you exactly what you can do to solve the problem. This, I believe, is a huge problem. I believe it's one that's so big that it's going to affect everybody, or almost everybody in the country, at one point in time or another. Kathy, do you have any questions so far?
No, Vince. I understand.
Okay, so, class, the bottom line on surge protectors is they are only part of the solution. They can only attenuate or limit the amount of the surge to 330 volts, of which you're trying to find 120 volts. So anything that they let through is too much. But they can't stop at 130 volts, because sometimes your outlet is going to provide more than 130 volts, and it will cook the surge protectors. So they've got to start someplace, and they start at 330 volts. I'm sure the engineers have worked on this for long and hard to figure this out. But the key component in surge protectors is called an MOV, metal oxide varistor. And those are the little guys. They're about the size of a quarter for a large one. The thickness and diameter of a quarter. Some are the size of a dime. Now, you know that something the size of a dime with two little tiny wires coming out of it that are about the diameter of a paperclip, a small paperclip, wire, you know that that can't handle lightning. You know that. You know that it can't even handle more than a fraction of a second in overvoltage before it melts the wire. You know that. Okay. So when you buy a surge protector, and I suggest you get them, you want to look at the bottom of them, and it will say LN, line to neutral, and you want to say LN 330. You also want it to say LG 330, and you also want it to say NG 330. So line to neutral, 330 volts. Line to ground, 330 volts. Neutral to ground, 330 volts. That's what the LN, LG, and NG stand for. So if it only has one of those, it is substandard. It is not a high-quality device that's going to do much in protecting your equipment. All right. That being the case, it's the brand names that you should look for. And if it doesn't have a brand name, I would say forget it. Avoid it. I have, so the American Power Conversion Surge Protector I have in my hand, it's got to be 25 years old. It is all three lines, 330 volts. I have another one in my hand. It's a power strip that also has surge protection. Now, all power strips do not have surge protection. Some just will say power tap, or, it'll say power tap, which really means that you plug this thing into the wall and it has more outlets than one. You have multiple outlets. And some of them are power taps and surge suppressors built in. I've got one in my hand that's made by Cooper Electric, which I think is a pretty good brand, but it's 400 volts. It's not as good as the APC. Now, I'm not saying all Coopers are 400 volts, because I don't know about all Coopers. But I know Cooper's a pretty good brand, but it's not as good at protecting the one that I have in my hand from Cooper. That's a power tap at 400 volts. It's not as good as the American Power Conversion at 330. But the Cooper does have all three lines at 400 volts. So would I use that first? No. I would use the American Power Conversion first. So the bottom line is you need to be a sophisticated customer. You need to do your research. And you know, I looked at rankings of surge protection. You can't go by, if you look up opinions, if you look up ratings, if you look up rankings, there are these websites that rank these things that I believe are in the business of selling their own products. Because some of the ones that I looked at, I wouldn't buy them. So, what is the answer for the overvoltage and undervoltage condition? Well, the answer is, there are two answers. But it's not a complete answer. So, for example, there's nothing that I know of that's affordable that you can buy that you just insert and it fixes the whole house. There's no such thing that I know of. But I do have an answer that fixed our refrigerator from banging. And it's really simple. It's made by a company called Trip Light. TRIPP-LITE. And it looks like they were bought by a company called Eaton, which is a manufacturer of electrical panels, circuit breakers. And it looks like they bought Cooper as well. Now, I really like Cooper outlets and receptacles and switches. I like them. That's what I used and standardized for our whole house. And I have never had a failure, not one, in 17 years. Can you imagine that? Not one receptacle or switch has failed that's made by Cooper. Not one in our house. So I really like them. So it looks like Trip Light was bought by Eaton and Cooper was bought by Eaton. So Eaton is okay in my book. I've called them and I like them and they're responsive and they do the right thing and they stand behind the products. I really like them. They're world class, in my opinion. But then again, don't believe anything I say. So there is a device that is made by Trip Light, and it's called a line conditioner. Line space conditioner. And it's also called a line conditioner dash automatic voltage regulator. AVR, automatic voltage regulator. So Trip Light makes a box, and it's about half the size of a shoebox. Not a boot box, but a shoebox. And they have them in three different sizes, 600 watts, 1200 watts, 1800 watts. Actually, they even have a big one, 2400 watts. And the one that I have in the kitchen is probably 25 years old. I've had it for a long time. And I decided, let's plug the refrigerator in and see what happens when I make sure that the voltage is regulated down to the normal standard of 120 volts plus or minus 5%. It stopped the bang, bang, bang. It stopped it. But these devices are about $175 to $200 a piece, current price. But you can buy them on eBay right now for, let's say, $50, $60. But if you read the reviews that these internet experts spout, some people will say what I'm saying, it works. It absolutely works. Other people will say it wasn't designed to do it, don't do it, don't do it. I think they're foolish, the ones who say don't do it, because it works great. And it's doing what it was designed to do. The Trip Light automatic voltage regulator has a transformer with multiple taps on it. So it has a little computer, and it has surge protection. So it will take voltage and this is continuous voltage. This is not a spike, but it does have surge protection that will handle the spikes. It will take voltage that is as low as 89 volts. 89. That's way below 5%, right? And as high as 147, which is way higher than 5%. So it will take that that voltage that it sees, and if it's too low, it'll boost it up to, you know, 120 plus or minus 5%, let's say. If it's too high, it'll trim it down to 120 volts plus or minus, or plus, I'm sorry, 120 volts plus or minus 5%. So it brings it into the range. And it's called a Tripp-Lite, T-R-I-P-P-L-I-T-E. It's an old company. It's outstanding. And how long will it last? I don't know. Because mine's still cooking after 25, maybe even 30 years. I like it. I really, really like it, and it works. So, but how much voltage and, I'm sorry, how much wattage does your refrigerator take? Well, ours is running somewhere around 150 watts. But it takes about three times that to start up, because a motor, an electric motor, can take two to three times the running current to start it. So it might take 450 watts to start it. Well, I think the hot setup is to get a 1,200 watt one, which is way bigger than it needs to be, so it'll run cooler and it'll last longer. So you can buy one on eBay for about $50, maybe $12 shipping, $20 shipping, depending on the seller. You can buy it used. And the model that I have, and you have to be careful because they have changed the case of these and they've changed some of the features. So they all have this transformer with multiple taps that will boost the voltage or reduce the voltage. But some of them have lights that say very low voltage, normal voltage, high voltage, very high voltage. And so they're little LEDs that will indicate what the current condition is. And that's really, really nice. I like that feature. So otherwise, you plug it in and you kind of hope it works, but you don't have any proof that it's working, any verification. So the one I have doesn't have any LEDs, but it's working. And I have the equipment. I have a voltmeter. I can, you know, kind of watch it and monitor it, but it's working fine. The one I have, the model number is Tripp-Lite LC for line conditioner 1200A. Now, they make a LC-1200. Then they have one with a suffix A, and they have one with a suffix B. And each one is a little cheaper in construction than the previous one. Okay. So the best one is the LC-1200. Then the A, LC-1200. A is good. Same innards, but the case is a little cheaper. And then the B is even cheaper than that. So I'm not saying the cheaper is better. I'm saying I like the 1200 the best. But I don't have a 1200. I have a 1200A. And it works. The new models look like a cube with some slotted vents. And it's a plastic case. You can get it in white or black. I'd rather buy a vintage model with a metal case because this is a transformer with multiple taps and has relays and a computer circuit that looks at what the voltage is to engage through the relay the appropriate tap to correct the voltage. Now, this doesn't work instantaneously, but it works almost instantaneously. Now, an electric motor, it works fast enough that an electric motor can't see that it switches, taps on the transformer to change the voltage. An electric motor can't, but a desktop computer can. And so I would only use this with, an electric motor. But it's not big enough to run a compressor. It's only big enough to run a refrigerator. But if you have a big refrigerator, you're going to want to get the 1800-watt model, the LC-1800.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us, and she asked me a very complex question, and I've been doing my best to flesh it out. Class, I think what you might want to do regarding this overvoltage and undervoltage situation that I believe is going to travel to a neighborhood near you is you might want to listen to this broadcast again and take some notes. Because I'm telling you exactly what to do. Exactly. Kathy, any questions at this point?
Vince, the only question I had was, you said that you plugged your refrigerator into this trip light. What if you would have had, like, multiple things, like your freezer or something else that was going to be in that same situation? Can you plug that in, too?
Okay, excellent question. So that goes back to how many watts does the device take? When a refrigerator or a freezer or an air compressor or a dehumidifier or anything with an electric motor, when it starts turning that motor, the current that is drawn in, we'll call it watts or we call it amps, is 2 to 3 times more than once that motor gets spinning. So it's kind of like getting on a bicycle and you're going to go from a rest to go forward. That initial push on the pedal is way harder than once you get moving, right? That is what happens with an electric motor when it starts. So that's where the Kill-A-Watt meter comes in, that you can buy on eBay. You can buy it used, you can buy it new. What you can do is plug your refrigerator in and watch it start up. And when it starts up, you can see how many watts it takes. Then you should size your device, the trip light, line conditioner, automatic voltage regulator, to at least 2 to 3 times what the number of watts is that your refrigerator uses. Because when your refrigerator is running, it uses less than when it starts up. But you need to be able to have your line conditioner automatic voltage regulator be able to handle the startup number of watts or amps or current. So watts, amps, current, synonyms in this case. So the answer is, can you plug multiple devices in? The answer is yes, but only after you've determined that you are not going to overload the line conditioner. Now, this is a circuit breaker. This line conditioner is a box, and it has a power cord, a heavy power cord, maybe 6 or 8 feet long, depending on the vintage of it. And it has a circuit breaker, and it has an on-off switch. So if you try to draw too much current through it, it will trip the circuit breaker that's in this box. And just push the circuit breaker back in and reset it. But the idea is get the right one. So do you have a specific case where you have multiple devices next to each other that you would plug into this box, Kathy?
I don't know, Vince. I can't answer that. I don't know.
Okay, so let me give you a situation. So we have multiple freezers. And what I really want to do is have this device regulate the voltage for two chest freezers that are side by side. Now, will it support them? It will, because the chest freezers will, I think they're around 100 watts. So 100 watts times 3 is 300 watts. If I have two of them, that would be 300 plus 300 or 600 watts. This thing will handle 1200 watts. So it's good. So the answer is yes. But a washing machine takes maybe 750 watts. That's pushing it to use it on a washing machine. So what do you do about a washing machine? Well, the answer for that is you have a kilowatt meter plugged in to your house somewhere, let's say in the kitchen, and you leave it running with nothing attached to it. And you can always push there are 5 buttons, and you can say, well, what's the voltage? You push the voltage button, and it'll tell you, in our case, it'll be 123.7, most cases. And if it comes higher than that, if it's, over the 5% threshold, don't use a washing machine. Don't use it. Wait till the voltage stabilizes, comes back down to normal range, then you won't blow up your washing machine. So what I'm trying to do is give you the second Great Depression method of saving money and not destroying your equipment. So what do you need to get? Well, you need to get 3 things at this point. One is a circuit tester. That's about $5 or $6.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. When Southwest Airlines reassigns crews after flight disruptions, it typically relies on a system called SkySolver. This Christmas, SkySolver not only failed, it also helped create one of the worst industry meltdowns in recent history. SWA Chief Executive Bob Jordan.
Our plan for the next few days is to fly a reduced schedule and reposition our people and planes, and we're making headway, and we're optimistic to be back on track before next week. We have some real work to do in making this right.
Erie County in New York is reporting the death toll from the Buffalo blizzard over the Christmas weekend rose to 37 on Wednesday. The natural disaster makes this the deadliest lake effect snowstorm on record since at least 1950. Congressman Jamie Raskin, the Democrat from Maryland, announced Wednesday he has a serious but curable form of cancer. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
Turn it up. What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take
God,
you're take my, when you go to the
season.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast we would not be taking calls today unless I announced that we had a little bit of time at the end of the broadcast. I don't think we're going to. I've been trying to cover this thoroughly, and so if you have any questions, maybe we can do them at another time. But the devices that you're going to need in order to figure this out, and I've recommended this in the past, and that's a receptacle tester, sometimes called an outlet tester. So I went to eBay, during the commercial break, and I typed in a receptacle tester. And this is a little yellow device, typically, and it's about, it'll fit in your hand very easily. It's small, maybe 2 inches by 2.5 inches. Typically, they're yellow, and they have three lights on them. And those lights will tell you the condition of your receptacle. It will tell you if the ground is proper. It'll tell you if it's wired correctly. It will tell you reverse wires. It's a great tool. And you can get it for less than $7 shipped. But they have one with a little red button on it. Don't buy that one. That would be for tripping a ground fault circuit. You don't need to do that. Get the real inexpensive, very plain one. Mine was built in 1981, and it still works great. So you can put this in your electrical toolkit, toolbox. So that's a receptacle circuit tester or an outlet tester. It has, you plug this into the outlet, and it has three lights. And depending on what combination of lights light up, it will tell you if the outlet is wired properly. If it's wired properly, then you can attenuate surges. If you have a receptacle that you plug this tester in and it says that, you know, it's an open ground or the hot and neutral or reversed, or there's some condition that is not correct, your surge protector will not work. And even the line conditioner. If you've got bad wiring or your receptacle is improperly wired, which happens a lot because some people don't know the difference between a white wire and a black wire. They don't. And again, backwards. So if that's the case, you're going to have some problems trying to attenuate surges. You've got to have a properly wired outlet. That being the case, you need to get a circuit tester. Less than $7. Don't buy the sophisticated $31 ones or more. It's not necessary. The simpler, the better. And learn how to read it. And the instructions are right on it. Okay, next thing, the next thing is, if you're going to get a line conditioner by trip light, which I think is the right one to get, based on my experience, then you want one that has surge protection built in to help protect any devices that are attached to it. Okay, so the LC1200 model trip light line conditioner automatic voltage regulator is probably the size that will handle just about every standard-sized refrigerator. Now, if you have a real big one and a sophisticated 25 cubic foot, all frost-free with, you know, all kinds of features, you're probably going to want to get the 1800-watt model, LC1800. And my choice is the ones that come in a metal package, a metal chassis, versus the plastic one, because it's a transformer. And transformers emit electromagnetic radiation. So the idea is, keep it in the box. Keep it in that metal box. Kathy, any comments, questions, concerns?
No, I understand completely, Ben.
Okay. So then the next question is, what about your electronics? So this was, and by the way, this is at the point of use. So this trip light device is great for one or two items that you want to protect. But it can't do big compressors. It can't. It does not have the current carrying capacity. So, and it's typically they're 120 volt models, not 240 volt. So if you're going to use a compressor, or you're going to use your vacuum cleaner, or you're going to use a device that you don't use all the time, just check the voltage with your kill-a-watt meter. So one device is the receptacle circuit tester. The other is a kilowatt meter. And you're going to have to know how to do these things, class, going forward. Because electricians are few and far between. And frankly, I haven't seen any other than Kyle who really knows what he's doing, who is a professional electrician. Seriously. Okay. Now, to electronic equipment, what do you do in that case? Well, that's where the uninterruptible power system comes in. Now, uninterruptible power system is a device. It's in a box, and there's several components. It has a computer that looks at the voltage. Do we have voltage? Do we have voltage? Do we have voltage? And does it thousands of times a second. And that's what it does. And if it says no voltage from the receptacle, from the grid, it automatically switches really fast into a system that takes the battery that's in this box, and it uses the battery current, 24 volts typically, and inverts that to 120 volts AC. And it does it so fast that if you have a computer plugged into it, the computer doesn't even see it. The computer thinks nothing happened. So if you don't have one of those, what would happen if the power blips? If there's a momentary outage, blackout for, you know, less than a second or more, your computer will reboot when the power comes back. Maybe. Well, this thing will prevent that from happening. So in the studio right now, I have three computers, three monitors, a microphone, mixer, a high-speed digital connection, a network switch. It's all connected to uninterruptible power. So if the power fails, I'm good for about 20 minutes. And then I'll be out of current. Unless I'm on the solar system. If I'm switched to that, the solar system will continue to provide electricity to the UPS, and I'm good to go for hours and hours and hours. So the bottom line is, for the other devices, the real sensitive things like your television screen, like your network router, like your, if you have a wired Ethernet network, network switches, modems, computers, microphone mixers, you know, digital video players, Blu-ray, those kinds of things, uninterruptible power is the way to go. Now, the one to buy, I think, based on my experience with it, I've used this particular model for, I don't know, 15 years. It's made by, as you would guess, American Power Conversion, APC. It's a used model. You can get it on eBay, and it is rugged. It's over 50 pounds with the batteries. It's called the APC Smart Ups, SMART UPS. Now, that doesn't mean that this particular model is going to tell everybody what you're doing. This was the old days of smart, where they really meant smart rather than spy. So this device, if you get the one I'm talking about, does not communicate with the world. This can be a standby unit that will look at your voltage, and if it sees anything less than 75 volts, it will automatically go into backup mode. And if it sees anything as high as 155 volts, it will trim down from 154 volts and boost up from 75 volts. So it has even a wider range than the trip light. But they're two different devices for two different purposes. One is for sensitive electronics, and the other is more for motors, in my opinion. So it's called the APC, one word. Second word, Smart Ups. Smart Ups is one word. 1500. So ours will handle 1500 watts. They are about maybe $75 to $80 used without batteries on eBay. And then you'll have to buy a set of batteries, which is about $80 shipped for two of them. So that's what it's going to take if you want to protect your electronics. And that's the exact solution that I have. And it absolutely positively works. Now, you can buy a newer UPS, and what they're doing is they're putting smaller and smaller battery packs in them. I want the good old tried and true heavy transformer, big cooling fan, big heavy machine, plain Jane, not really sophisticated. I don't need the big digital display. It works. So mine has a display, a bar graph indicator with LEDs. The more LEDs that light up on this bar graph, the higher the charge of the battery. There's another corresponding LED bar graph that indicates load. If no LEDs are lit on the load side, that means very little load, meaning I'm not drawing current, much current through the UPS. If it's half half load, half the LEDs will be lit up on this bar graph. I can see it at a distance. It's great. And then it also tells me if it's trimming the voltage because the voltage is too high, or it's boosting the voltage because it's too low. It's fabulous. Kathy, any comments about that?
No, I understand, Vince. I would just say keep going. I think that you've covered electronics and you've covered the bigger appliances and how to, how to see what's going on with the voltage. So I get it.
All right, so what you can't do, class, in this solution is you can't fix your air conditioning system, your whole house air conditioning system. You can put surge protection on it. But none of these UPS, uninterruptible power system, is not designed for air conditioners. It's designed for sensitive electronics, period. And the trip light automatic voltage regulation system is designed for, let's say, electric motors and other equipment that doesn't need real high-speed switching. But the trip light automatic voltage regulator will not carry you through a blackout. It won't do it. When the grid goes down, the voltage going into the trip light line conditioner stops. You got nothing. This is only when you have the grid working, if you're plugged into the grid. It's the only time it works. So if you have a blackout situation, it won't work. But if you have a brownout situation, meaning low voltage, it works great. It works really well. So that's what it's for. It's for too much voltage, too little voltage, but you have to have voltage, meaning you're not in a blackout situation. It will not help you at all. If the lights are out because the grid's down, the trip light unit that I'm talking about will not help you. So there really is no perfect solution, but I think the trip light device is a device that will make your equipment last longer if that's what you want. And frankly, that's what I want. I do not want my freezers destroyed by the grid and have to fight with the utility company, say, hey, y'all, here's what you did. And they'll say, prove it. Now what? How am I going to prove it? I could take a picture. If I had a cell phone, I could take a picture and timestamp it and say, this is what it says, the voltage is. But then they'd say, well, how do we know your voltage meter's right?
I had no idea. It would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us, and so we're trying to flesh out this overvoltage, undervoltage condition that I have a feeling that other broadcasters are going to start talking about. And the reason that we know about these things, class, is because we have our ear to the ground. We are do-it-yourselfers. And we practice what we preach. And we've got lots of questions. We've got lots of questions about everything. And so that's what led me to uncover this problem and develop a solution. So I think, I was thinking about this during the break, how do I put this in a 5-minute university lesson? Well, I can't. And so what this will end up being is about 30 lessons, 5 minutes or less, to cover this topic. And Gretchen, I know you want me to finish the book post-haste, but I just expanded it by, I don't know, a lot of lessons. But, I mean, even the thing about the wire nuts, you know, placing them right side up. I mean, who teaches that? There is no book that I've ever seen that says, put the wire nuts right side up. No one ever talks about it. No one ever says it. But I've seen what happens when they don't go right side up. Kathy, any questions? We've got Greg on the line.
You know, Vince, I just want to make a quick comment. You were talking about brownouts and blackouts. And a quick story. I was in a situation probably about 15 years ago where we were flying and it was cold. And we got stuck in the airport on a plane and couldn't go anywhere because of mechanical difficulties. Couldn't get anything to eat, drink, nothing. And my comment is, whether you're traveling in your car or on a plane, I learned from that lesson, and I had food with me. I took a whole, like, little, I guess it would be like a little tote bag. I had, back then you could take water bottles and things, but I had food with me on the plane and there were little children that were really hungry, and they were around me. So I was able to share bagels or granola bars or whatever I had with them. But I also took extra layers. Like I had 3 layers on me plus my heavy coat because luggage gets lost. And I think about all these people that were flying, and they were in Buffalo, and people were freezing in their cars, and they died. Like, you know, the newer cars, you can buy a plug-in charger for your, like a coffee mug, and you could, if you'd have had water, at least you would have had hot water. And I can go into this more at a different, because I have other suggestions, and I know Greg's on the line, but I just wanted to have people have a heads up, like, don't go anywhere if you don't have to. And in this weather, you know, think about what you're going to need if you get stranded. So anyway, I'm sorry, but go ahead and you get Greg now.
Yeah, that's Mini-Max regret personified. That's what it is. Class, I have one request, and then I'm going to put Greg on. I checked their ranking today. It's the highest ranking broadcast we've had in many years. Seriously. It seems to me that this is what you're interested in hearing. You're interested in hearing long answers to complicated issues. And I had this question, I asked Kathy this question yesterday on the phone. I said, Kathy, we can dumb this down and not get into the detail and the specifics, or we can keep the course, stay the course, and keep raising the bar so that if the students want to, they're going to have to come up to our level of teaching. And Kathy said to me, I'm just paraphrasing, no, we got to stay the course and we need to keep the bar high. Right, Kathy?
That's right.
Okay. Greg Lesher, welcome. I'm sorry for keeping you on hold so long.
No problem. Just a quick comment on this weather. If it's not worth your life going out, don't do it. And if you do have to do it, make sure that you have the equipment that you can survive in the weather that you're going out into should you break down. But anyway, back to the the reason I didn't call on her is because a lot of this is, for people who live on the grid. However, there are some things that I learned because I'm on such a limited power situation, having, limitations on wattage and voltage situations. But this is something everybody can do. And if you've ever turned on, your lights are on, and something starts up in a motor, such as a refrigerator or freezer, and the lights go dim for a second, you've got a problem. And you can solve this problem with what I call your home grid mapping. And what I did to begin this was I went and I turned off a circuit breaker. I made note of the circuit breakers, how much current it could handle. And I went through with a tester to see all of the outlets that were connected that were turned off. And I marked them, say, as number one. And then I went to number two and so on and so forth. This is a perfect way to find out where your voltage problems are. And you've got too much hooked up to it. Your thoughts, Vince?
I'll tell you what, it sounds like great lesson material for tomorrow. Seriously, Greg.
Absolutely.
If you have time tomorrow, let's go through this. That's exactly what I did in the design of our house. And I mentioned that I have all the outlets labeled, all the circuits labeled. So when I shut off a breaker, I know exactly what circuits are going to be shut off for working on them if I have to. But I've balanced the load, and that's something else we should talk about tomorrow, Greg. Balancing the load in your electrical panel. Nobody talks about it. That's a great lesson in itself. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for spending your time together, your time with me.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.